news and more, including state-by-state reports on the nation's premier youth organization. This is FFA Today on Rural Radio 147.
Hello and welcome to this week's FFA Today. I'm your host, Janet Atkinson. And as South Dakota continues to experience sustained growth in FFA membership, Ag Ed enrollment, and Ag Ed programs in FFA chapters, the South Dakota FFA Association is looking for someone to fill the position of FFA Executive Secretary, Assistant State Supervisor of Agricultural Education. Those applications will be accepted through February 21st. And if you have any questions about that position, or if you'd like to apply, just contact Michelle Nelson, South Central Region Career Development Specialist, at 605-295-1930. You can also email her at michelle.nelson@state.sd.us. Well, now we head to the Show Me State. And those who have called Southwest Missouri home for a number of years may recall when Republic was considered a rural community. Well, today, the area is bustling, and so is their FFA chapter. Jamie Johansson and her program, From the Tailgate, have a look.
So let's talk about Republic. I once rural community and now a very large urban high school, and you have successfully grown this program. So talk about what you're doing here in Republic.
I got to looking at the dynamics of Republic as a district, and a lot of their district is very rural and still is very rural. We're sitting at about 180 students that come through the door now. That's and cool. It's quite a step up. When I came to the FFA banquet, there's 34 adults that were there. There were 14 students in attendance. And I just remember making that count and thinking, well, this is going to be a challenge. Mm-hmm. And so we came in, we did a facelift, we changed a lot of things. We started breathing some life back into it. And it's come out to where it is today. But we've taken this approach, and Mr. Stewart, who's teaching with me now, has been here the last 2 years. Is a godsend, because I like to say he's a mini-me. He's not smaller than me. He's as big as I am. He's not a mini-me, but he thinks the same way I do.
Yeah.
And we've created a great dynamic here between what he and I have been able to do. I had a vision and a game plan when I came here, but we're struggling to get that off the ground. We brought him on board, and it has absolutely skyrocketed. So we're taking the exact same philosophy, the exact same hands-on, old-school program, and we just modified it. That's all we did. Instead of going to somebody's farm, we
this
brought the
awesome.
Farm here. I used to load up my Ag 1 kids, which is freshman, sophomore kids, and we'd go to somebody's farm, and we'd dehorn and castrate. And it's not as easy to do that when you're in this more urban setting. So we just literally brought the farm here. And it's been a tremendous amount of fun. Kids love it.
And the kids are doing it.
They've done 100% of it. Everything that's in here, they built it. We've put in a grazing system. We put in $10,000 worth of fence and waters last year. Kids are doing 100%.
And as we speak, they're in tractors and bulldozers behind us, working ground.
Yeah, and you bet. We've got a greenhouse. It's a 40 by 60 greenhouse. It's got everything. We've updated it over the last 4 years. We came in, put new environmentals in that, put concrete floors in it, really brought it up to date. We've got a metal shop out here that, again, has been updated. We're fabricating trailers. We've got a not to scare anybody, but we've got some livestock trailers driving up and down the road that students have built. And, here's my thing on education. If you could ask me to just use one word to describe my philosophy of education, it's accountability. And so when you put accountability into a kid and say, hey, if this doesn't work, literally bad things will happen. They'll step up to it. You can take the worst kid in the world, he'll step up to that challenge.
So when you think of your students after they've gone through, your program for at least 4 years, what's your goals for them once they leave here?
It's actually quite simple. Issues are complicated. Solutions are usually quite simple. And I tell students this, I tell people this all the time. I really don't care if you can tell the difference between Angus and Holstein. I use agriculture as a catalyst to be able to promote two things, and that is work and think. And I tell students continuously, if you will do two things, you will be successful. And that is to work and to think. So if they go out of here, even if they don't get into an ag degree later on, I still hope that this somehow affects the way that they're going to be successful in the future.
And thanks once more to Jamie for that report. Now don't go anywhere. With National FFA Week just around the corner, we'll focus in on one of the FFA's biggest fundraising opportunities of the year, next on FFA Today. Welcome back to the show. And we're joined now by Kimberly Coveney, the annual fund manager for the Foundation Division of the National FFA. And Kimberly, thanks for being with us. Now, you told me that this is going to be your first radio interview ever. Are you excited?
So far, it's going very well. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, before we're ready to dive into our main topic of discussion, tell us a bit more about your position and the role that you serve there with the FFA.
Sure. So as the annual fund manager, my responsibility is to connect with all of the individual FFA supporters who support FFA through their financial donations. So that's kind of the everyday donor who's giving at all different dollar amounts up to about $10,000 a year. So I'm the person who sends you those wonderful letters that you get in the mail. And my job is to connect to the everyday donor and ask them to support FFA, give back to FFA with their donations.
Well, we'll be talking about how people can do that. But first, we want to talk about this year's Give FFA Day coming up on the 25th. This isn't the first year by any means. How long has Give FFA Day been on the calendar?
Well, we started Give FFA Day as part of FFA Week back in 2016. We started the first year was just kind of a, hey, let's sort of throw this out there, see what happens. We didn't invest a lot in making it happen. We just kind of tested it out. But we got a good response and continued to do it. We've seen it grow every year. Last year, we raised more than $230,000 on that one day to support FFA and ensure that students can benefit from life-changing FFA programs. And we're really, really excited about it.
So how specifically are all of the funds raised on this day put to use and also distributed?
Well, I'm glad you asked because the answer is a lot of different places. One of the places and where the majority of the funds go is what we call our leadership fund. So those are unrestricted funds that FFA can choose to use strategically to support whatever program currently needs that funding. So it could be teacher recruitment and retention programs. It could be ag advocacy and literacy programs, or it could be student leadership and career development programs. It really gives us the flexibility to put the support where it's needed most in that moment. But there's also an opportunity on that day to choose to designate your funds to support the Give the Gift of Blue program, which supplies jackets, the wonderful, iconic FFA jacket to students who couldn't afford to purchase that jacket on their own. You can also choose to support your state FFA foundation on that day with a gift through National FFA directly to your state. And you could choose to support the alumni organization within FFA that helps to connect to alumni, keep alumni connected to us, provide some scholarships to students through alumni support, and supports the overall operations of alumni.
And really quick, remind us again of when this all happens.
This year, Give FFA Day is February 25th. That's Tuesday of FFA Week. And it will be 24 hours, 12:01 midnight on February 25th through the end of that day.
So how can chapters or individual members get involved either in their communities or online, which is a space where many of these campaigns have really thrived in recent years?
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, because it all happens in a 24-hour period, we rely heavily on social media. So we would encourage students, alumni, supporters, teachers to use their social media platforms to help us spread the word. We would encourage them now to go on their platforms and start sharing their stories, inviting their networks to mark their calendars and get ready. We have a couple of hashtags that we're using, hashtag Give FFA Day and hashtag FFA Week. So if they want to start using those, that will help those hashtags trend. The other thing thing they could do today to help spread the word and get ready is visit ffa.org/giveffaday. And we have a toolkit on there with some things that they could use to start spreading the word. We have some social media profile pictures they can use to change their profile picture. We have a sheet that they can print and then use it to take a selfie once they've made their donation. We have some prompts that they can use to help them. When we say go online and tell your FFA story, that's pretty broad. Sometimes it's hard to think about where do I start to do that. So we have some prompts on there to help students and alumni and supporters talk to their networks about their connection to FFA. Those are all things that individuals, students, chapters, alumni chapters could do today to start spreading the word. And then on the day of, we will have a specific donation page. So if they go to ffa.org/giveffaday, it will connect them to a specific page that we'll be setting up where they can donate. And then it's really important once they choose to give that they tell their networks they gave and invite their networks to give along. So there are some easy buttons they can press to share that on social media and invite their family, friends, social media networks to also support.
And for listeners who may not be a current member or alumni, what's the best way for them to get involved?
They can use some of those same tools. Some of the prompts that they find will talk specifically to members or former members, but some of them are just, you know, why I support FFA or why I think FFA is important. And they can speak to how they see FFA having impact in their community or supporting the agriculture community in general. They can use most of the same tools, I would suggest. Really, the important thing is to donate and then tell your family and friends that you've done that and invite them to do it as well. And I think when people put that into their own words, why they're choosing to support, that's really what will resonate with their network. Our goal this year for Give FFA Day 2020 is to reach 1,000 donors in a 24-hour period. So we're going to need everybody out there to spread the word. And really, a donation of any size, we're focused on growing. What we really want is to show the magnitude of the support. We want to be able to say 1,000 donors in 24 hours gave. That'll be doubling the number of donors who gave last year. So it's a really aggressive goal. But we've been planning for months, and we've been spreading the word for months. We know that chapters, supporters, alumni, our corporate sponsors are all out there making their plans for FFA Week and Give FFA Day. And I would just encourage your listeners to visit ffa.org/giveffaday and think about how they can engage given their personal situation.
Now, there are other special days to commemorate during National FFA Week. Tell us about some of the others.
Right. Yeah, it's a whole week of celebrating all things FFA. It's really an opportunity for chapters to tell their school communities and their communities at large how FFA impacts them as students, but also how FFA impacts their communities and the importance of agriculture education and agriculture in general. So during the week, chapters across the country will celebrate differently. They'll all individualize it. There are some things that we do nationally. Tuesday is the day we celebrate giving with Give FFA Day. Thursday, we celebrate FFA alumni and the impact they continue to have on members, as well as inviting alumni to reconnect with the organization. And on Friday, nationally, FFA Nation turns blue when we invite everyone to wear their FFA blue on Friday. But across the country, we see chapters doing teacher appreciation events, a lot of community service events. It's an opportunity for FFA to go out into the community and talk about the impact of the program. And one of the ways to sort of open the door to those conversations is through service projects. So we see a lot of that. So yeah, there are a lot of programs and activities going on during FFA Week across the nation.
We've been mentioning that Give FFA Day and National FFA Week is a great time to donate, but there are many other ways to give throughout the year. We've already mentioned alumni and Give the Gift of Blue, but what about Impact FFA and the Women's Giving Circle?
Yeah, Impact FFA is specifically an invitation to women to support FFA and the programs of FFA. This year, we are celebrating 50 years of women in FFA. It was 50 years ago that the male leadership of FFA had the wisdom to invite women to also be full members. As part of that 50-year celebration of women in FFA, we're taking a look at Impact FFA and where that will be, and we'll be excited to share some updates on that. I think the plan will be to roll that out at the convention in 2020, but Impact FFA is an opportunity to give. It's specifically an invitation to women to support, and if you go to ffa.org/donate, you will see one of the options to designate your fund would be to Impact FFA, to women's giving. Currently, those donations are going to support our Teacher Ambassador Program, which supports teachers across the nation. It's sort of a focus group of ag teachers that give us input on the programming, curriculum, various things that we're doing, and also operate as a sounding board for us. If we need information from the field, we can go to them. They're traveling within their states to share information and train teachers. So currently, Impact FFA funds are supporting that program. But again, I would say look for an update to that in 2020.
And what about Pave the Way for FFA?
Pave the Way is a fun way to give. Pave the Way is the program that allows a donor to purchase an inscribed brick that is placed at the courtyard here at the National FFA Center. So it's a lasting way to have impact because that brick will be here for eternity. Every year we have visitors, students who stop by to see their bricks. So there are two sizes of bricks available. There's one that is 4 inches by 8 inches and one that is 8 by 8. They are $250 and $1,000 respectively, and you can put inscriptions on there. So it's a good way to remember a teacher, to remember a year of service, to remember a student, perhaps a graduating student, someone for whom FFA was a big part of their life. We have bricks here for a lot of the chapters. A chapter will buy a brick, but we also have bricks that families purchase in honor of their student, that students purchase in honor of a teacher. Schools may purchase in honor of a retiring teacher, that kind of thing. But yeah, the bricks are fun because when you walk into the National FFA Center, the entrance is paved and it's full of those bricks with a variety of messages that people have chosen as a way to remember their FFA experience.
And finally, I understand that there's a way to very easily and quickly make donations through Amazon Smile. What is that?
Right. So I think we'd be hard pressed to find someone who's not shopping on Amazon. And if you choose to do your Amazon shopping through Amazon Smile, and if you just type in Amazon Smile at Amazon, I think it will tell you exactly how to do that. But there's a drop-down menu. You can choose a not-for-profit organization, and National FFA Foundation is one of those you can choose. And we would invite FFA supporters to do their Amazon shopping through Amazon Smiles, and Amazon sends us a small portion, a percentage of what you spend on Amazon when you choose to support National FFA Foundation that way.
Well, it doesn't get any easier than that. So, Kimberly, now that we've reached the end of our interview, your very first radio appearance, how are you feeling?
Really good. Thank you for being so kind and making this so easy. I really appreciate the opportunity to talk with you and your listeners. I hope that they'll visit the website. I hope they'll take part in FFA Week and Give FFA Day. We really appreciate the support that we have all across the country. We obviously here at FFA live and breathe the importance of agriculture every day, and we really appreciate those who walk alongside us and help us spread the word and help us grow the next generation of leaders who are going to lead in agriculture, but also lead in the world. We really could not do it without the support of donors. So thank you so much for giving me an opportunity to connect with your listeners and invite them to join us and support FFA on Give FFA Day, February 25th.
Well, you're very welcome. And thank you for being so generous with your time today.
Well, thank you.
Kimberly Coveney, the annual fund manager for the Foundation Division of the National FFA, joining us. Well, don't forget, this year's Give FFA Day is February 25th. Stay tuned. There's lots more still to come right here on Rural Radio 147. Well, thanks for tuning in. And finally, this week, we continue to celebrate 50 years of female FFA membership. The Iowa FFA Association takes us around the state to hear what the anniversary means to students and their futures.
Being a girl on its own is just scary because you think of farming and a lot of people think of big men, but girls are just as strong and independent, and we can do anything that men can do, if not more.
I think it's important for women to be in FFA too, because everyone thinks the FFA is just for men, but it's not. Women can be leaders and step up their game too, like men can.
I think it's important for like younger girls to come up and be part of FFA, because we need a lot more leaders in FFA, and it just helps the chapter if there's more girls and just more people in general.
Because it gives the perspective that agriculture isn't just for girls or just for guys, and it shows that the girls can do stuff too, and how we are able to farm, we are able to participate in other agricultural things. It's not just men do all the work, because girls can do it just as well too.
I think it's important to encourage girls to be in FFA, because I feel like there's a stereotype around men in agriculture, and that men kind of lead the agriculture industry, and letting like girls and women know that we have just as much potential as men, and we have a lot more ideas and things that we can bring to the table.
I think they deserve to know like that it's okay to be like out farming, or to me, FFA, that's part of it. It's not all of it, obviously, but it's just kind of, and like, you get to learn more about your ag culture community, and there's so many jobs out there, so this gives you a little pathway to some of those.
Yeah, a lot of the careers that I know I want to go into are through that agricultural field, and it's not like before we didn't have the right or whatever to do some of those things, or we didn't feel that that was appropriate, but that's, you know, kind of what I love to do, so I like having that opportunity to open it up through FFA.
I think it's important so us girls can get an experience, because not all girls want to sit behind a desk. Some of us want to go out into the field of like mechanics, some of us like working on tractors with our grandparents, or just farming in particular.
In my opinion, like, I'm born and raised on a farm, and I think it's really important to have women helping on a farm and like knowing how to do that stuff, and teaching people how to do that stuff. And so with FFA, you can like get experiences of how to do stuff like that. And I think that's really important.
Even if you live in town and you've done nothing with animals, you've done nothing with like crops or anything, just try it. It's such a great opportunity, and don't be scared of anybody, and just do your own thing. And if it doesn't work out, it doesn't work out, but it's just an opportunity.
When I was younger, I was really shy, especially my freshman year. I really just didn't want to talk to people. And now like I feel comfortable talking to most people, anybody, and just like going and doing what I want to do, no matter like what my friends think. Like, if they don't like it, I don't care. Like, I'm doing what I want to do because I love it, and it doesn't matter what they like, and they should appreciate that if they're.
One thing I would tell younger girls that want to join FFA is that it's not only about agriculture or the ag industry, ag projects. It's learning how to be involved through agriculture and your community, and build your community up and get to know your classmates better and be involved in many activities.
I look up to our advisor, Ms. McClellan. She works before and after school to make sure everything is right. We do food stands, mowing, our hand grain show, the banquet, and she's always on top of things. She wants us to be the best we can be.
There was some good officers last year, like the senior girl officers, that made me like really like feel like I could do it and try out as a sophomore, and then did making the officer team.
One of my people I look up to is Brianna Holbert. This summer she was actually my WLC like leader. So yeah, it's really cool to meet her and be able to relate to her.
Well, that'll do it for this week's show, but if you have something that you'd like to share on the program, or an idea for something that you'd like to hear more about, let us know. You can shoot us an email at ffatoday@ffa.org, or give us a call, 855-RR-147. That's 855-776-6147. Until next week, I'm Janet Atkinson with FFA Today on Rural Radio 147, Sirius XM.